Cuba is getting it first. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News. Hurricane Ian is pounding the western part of the island. Flash flooding and mudslides, a big concern. And then Ian will target Florida's Gulf Coast, likely as a Category 4 hurricane tomorrow or Thursday.
This is the storm we have all feared.
Attorney General Ashley Moody has a message for hundreds of thousands who live in the low-lying areas in the Tampa Bay area.
Please take the time to get out now while you can.
Residents who live in St. Petersburg who may need to evacuate are going to run out of time. There are three bridges across the upper part of Tampa Bay called Old Tampa Bay. Once those bridges become impassable, escaping by car means driving north closer to the coastline to try to reach Pasco County. Heading south from St. Pete towards Bradenton may become impossible whenever the four-mile-long Sunshine Skyway Bridge over the mouth of Tampa Bay should close.
That's Fox's Evan Brown in Tampa. There's a new attempt to keep the government from being shut down ahead of a deadline Friday for Congress to approve new short-term funding. Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer has unveiled a bill that would provide money through mid-December. Jury selection starts today in what may be the biggest trial yet, stemming from last year's Capitol riots.
Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four close associates will be tried for seditious conspiracy. The charge is considered a step below treason. Federal prosecutors will likely try to highlight Rhodes and his alleged accomplices planning and helping to carry out the riot on January 6th of last year.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. Tomorrow, the Democrat-led House committee investigating the Capitol riot will hold another public hearing. Last night, NASA rammed what it called a DART, a spacecraft, into an asteroid at 14,000 miles an hour. That asteroid was not headed to Earth. It's a test to see if an asteroid can be knocked off course if it is headed toward Earth someday. It could take weeks of testing to know if that actually worked. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
It is back to court today for Nicholas Cruz at his sentencing trial to determine if the school shooter will be sent to death row in Florida.
Prosecutors are set to begin their rebuttal in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, who pleaded guilty in October to murdering 14 students and three staff members during the 2018 attack at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Cruz's attorneys say that he murdered those 17 people because his birth mother abused alcohol during her pregnancy. Prosecutors are expected to call experts who will testify that Cruz has antisocial personality disorder and is fully responsible for the attack. Cruz, a former student at Stoneman Douglas, turned 24 over the weekend, and it's up to a jury whether he'll be sentenced to death or life without parole. For Cruz to be sentenced to death, the jury must unanimously agree. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Another case of what's called swatting puts two men in prison.
It was over a $1.50 bet. Prosecutors say Shane Gaskill got into an argument with Ohio gambler Casey Viner in 2017. Using an old Wichita, Kansas address Gaskill gave him, Viner persuaded Tyler Barris in Los Angeles to call Wichita police and report a kidnapping and shooting had happened there. Police responded to the address, but Gaskill didn't live there anymore. Andrew Finch did, and he was shot and killed by police after he opened the door to see what was going on. Barris has been sentenced to 20 years in prison, Gaskill to 18 months. Viner served 15 months in prison after pleading guilty. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise back up from a lot of recent selling. Dow futures up more than 200 points the day after dropping another 329 for a new low for the year for the Dow. A giant loss on Monday Night Football.
Little stutter step move by Parsons. Jones fires and the pass is intercepted by Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs' interception sealed it for the Cowboys on ESPN. Dallas beat New York 23-16, the Giants' first loss of the season, leaving Miami and Philadelphia as the only undefeated teams after week three. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.